Skull Kid Productions presents Kali Nuva Block by Greg Farshtey. Chapter 5.
If a chronicler told me this story, I would never believe it. The Shadowed One's story amounted to this. He had possessed the item we sought, the Staff of Artica, but he had given it to the residents of the island of Zia as payment for a supply of weapons. He was willing to set us free and tell us where to most likely find the staff, if we did a service for him. It seemed Rudaka, one of Zia's leading citizens, had been selling the Dark Hunters information, and doing the same for their enemies, the Brotherhood of Makuta. The Shadowed One wanted her eliminated. To my surprise, Tahu agreed. It was only later that he told me he had plans for Rudaka, plans that involved sending Liwa Nuva back to Metru Nui. Meanwhile, the rest of us headed back to Zia. Pahatu, of course, had to leave a little gift behind for the Dark Hunters. He told me later that within an hour after we left, every single stone in the Shadowed One's fortress was going to suddenly crumble to dust. I had never been there before, but I had heard the island was an industrialized nightmare. As it turned out, the accent was on the nightmare part. A massive beast, called the Tatrok, was rampaging through the place, and an even nastier Rahi, matching the description of the Kanohi dragon, was battling. Buildings were collapsing, factories burning, and even their famed mountain had chunks torn out of it. It was utter chaos. Tahu sent Anua tunneling into the island to find the staff and its underground hiding place. The rest of us did what we could to rescue the natives and get them out of the way of the beast family. It was Kopaka who had the good fortune of finding himself saving Rudaka.
Toa, I do not need your help.
She spat the word as if she hated the taste of it.
Perhaps not, but we are going to get yours.
To be continued.